Project Resume can make your medical coding dreams come true. From resumes to interview skills to navigating a successful career, Project Resume has the advice you need from coders you can trust. See all that we have to offer at projectresume.net. Please make sure to reference Medical Coding Geek when you place your order. Do you need a specialized recruitment partner to send you only qualified candidates? Do you need interim staff while you conduct a search for a permanent employee? Or are you losing hires to competitors? Renowned Talent recruits experienced HIM, RCM, and CDI professionals using their trusted candidate screening and retention process for health systems and employers around the U.S. Whether you have one or multiple openings that you need to fill ASAP, please visit RenownedTalent.com and tell them you heard this ad through the NEC podcast. Again, visit Renown Talent, RENOWN, talent.com, and tell them you heard this ad through the NEC podcast.
You are listening to Not Elsewhere Classified.
Welcome to Not Elsewhere Classified, a podcast about the medical coding, health information technology, and clinical documentation improvement community. I'm your host, Brian Kui. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Not Elsewhere Classified podcast. Today's episode is a solo episode, no guest today. I wanted to reflect on 2020 and also talk about what's going to happen in 2021. So of course, let's get to business. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, welcome. And of course, I do want to thank everybody who has been listening to this podcast so far. Over 70% of our listeners listen to this podcast through their iPhone or Apple device. So please pick up your Apple device, go to Apple Podcasts, and leave our show a 5-star rating and a review. You could find Medical Coding Geek and Not Also Classified on social media, including Facebook and Instagram. You could check out our Facebook groups by going to medicalcodinggeek.com/services. And while you're there, if you need a speaker, you can reach out to me. Or if you need a business partner to help promote your brand, business, service, whatever it may be, you could also reach out to us as well. And of course, you could find me, Brian Kui, last name is spelled C-U-I, on LinkedIn. So at the end of 2020, the last podcast episode was with Sue Chamberlain. I intended to do a podcast, but I think I decided to take some time off. I think after that episode, after Christmas, living where I am in Central Florida, I'm right in the middle of the state, and it takes about an hour each way, either east coast or west coast of Florida, about an hour, 60 plus miles to get to the beach. And so I took one trip to the beach and I'm like, boy, I do miss this serenity, this peace that I needed amidst the chaos of what's happened in 2020. So of course I visited the beach in December, and then the beginning of the new year, we decided to go up to St. Augustine, which is, if you don't know, is the oldest city in the United States. So we did spend some time there. The hotel that we were at, it was a walk away from the beach, so that was nice. So we did spend some time as a family to relax, and of course myself to relax, to get myself ready for what's to come in 2021. So I do want to kind of break up what's been happening, at least with me, with Medical Coding Geek and Not Ulcer Classified. The last time I did a reflections episode was the beginning of last year, and so there were numbers there, and I've had to... I had to look them up because I wanted to compare how I performed in 2020 in comparison with 2019 and the years before, and see where I'm at right now. So I'm gonna break this up into a few parts. First part is the speaking that I got started in 2018. The next part I'm gonna talk about is the podcast and see where it's been and where it's going. And then I'm going to talk about the YouTube channel a little bit and kind of give you just some things I want to focus on for 2021. And don't worry, this is not going to be a 60-minute episode, I hope. So let's talk about the speaking. So 2018, I started speaking. I've been speaking for quite some time, but the numbers has been slowly increasing. So I had to dig up some numbers. I have my notebooks and everything, and I wanted to compare numbers from years before and 2020. So 2018, I only had four speaking events, and that includes national, regional, local events. So that was only four. 2019, it jumped up to 12. So now 2019 was a good year, and 2020 was a great year. It wasn't, you know, as high as 12, but it was up to 13. But the I guess the events got a little bit more prestigious in a way. So let me run down. If you guys are listening and if you're part of these chapters or organizations, I'm just going to read them off. So in February, I started out with the South Florida Health Information Management Association in Miami. I did a presentation on CDI compliance. That was great. It was great to see some old colleagues from South Florida. And then I also did Mid-Columbia, Washington for AAPC. That was in February. In March was a weird time because January, February, well, February I turned 40 in 2020, so that was one big milestone. And then in March it started to get weird, especially with the coronavirus, right? And so especially with conferences, and I've always mentioned this last year, it shifted from a person. In-person event to a virtual event. I think through the years and I've mentioned this in a previous podcast episode, we've had to adjust. So anyways, one of the biggest one was AAPC HealthCon. That was in March. That was very interesting with the Jeff White, if you're listening, biggest shout out to him. April was a good month. I think moving into the spring, we had, at least I had, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, the greater Orlando chapter, Concord chapter, that was in April. And then in May, I spoke for Erie, Pennsylvania, which was very interesting. Then the summer, I kind of took off. That's what I usually do. Or really, people were, I think more or less, it was just, you know, when you look at the pandemic, everybody was getting more worried around this time. Restrictions were in place to stay home, et cetera, and people were getting antsy. And so I think for myself and for my sanity, I decided, let me just take a break and kind of take care of myself, my family, my health, et cetera. It wasn't until September I spoke for ACTIS, ACDIS Indiana chapter. That was very interesting. I never spoke for an AAPC local chapter before. I did speak for the ACDIS National Conference the year before in 2019. That was interesting. So big shout out to ACTIS Indiana. And then October, I spoke with Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And then the following month, in November, it was Charlotte, North Carolina, the Carolina Coders. Thank you guys for inviting me out there. And also Tampa, Florida, which is about an hour's drive away from me. I had to do a virtual session, unfortunately, but I really wanted to do in person. So hopefully in the future, I can drive down there, do a in-person session, and then finally get some recommendations on food over there. I heard the food is great over in Tampa. And so that pretty much wrapped up my speaking schedule. So 2019 was 12, and then 2020 was 13. So I think that's pretty much my capability, my max, my capacity in speaking events is about 12 or 13. Maybe I could do more this year. It all depends. So let's move into the podcasting stats, right? So if you guys are on LinkedIn, I did post something for Spotify. I don't think it's accurate because it cut off. I think the stats that Spotify provided, 26 episodes in the year. I think it was much more than that because it had provided only up until November, and I still had some more episodes to go through in December and the rest of the year. So let me give you some numbers. Like 2017, I did 17 episodes. 2018, 14 episodes. 2019, only 9 episodes. I don't know what happened. Maybe I got too busy with some projects, etc. I just don't know. And that's when I moved up to Central Florida. I think I had a lot of projects, not just aside from my regular, you know, full-time job. I also had projects to do. And I think that kind of also the speaking events that also hindered into the time of doing podcast episodes and recording them. But let me give you the number for 2020. I thought it was 26, but then it should be more. The actual number came out to 32 episodes. So if you remember from the reflections episode from last year, I gave myself a goal of 20 episodes in 2020. Of course, I surpassed that by reaching 32. But the question is now, what's going to happen in 2021? So with 2021 and what I did in 2020 was take a really went to the what I did was go to our Not Also Classified Facebook group. If you're not on there, please check it out. I use it mainly for feedback. And even though there's 532 people in there, I get a good handful of people that respond. But anyways, I did ask what would be the best format. Do you like long form or do you like short, like 30 minutes short or less? And I think the audience or whoever responded liked them short, but for some reason, well, what I did is I took one guest and I split them into two episodes. And so the way I really format my interviewing, of course, is starting off with a little bit of a backstory on the interviewee. And then from there, I ask some questions or maybe the other person may have comment. We go back and forth. But lately, it's been going really, really long, longer than an hour. So mainly because we have some great discussions. And I try not to keep it so strictly medical coding, CDI, HIM. I think my main goal of the interview is more about getting to know the person on the person that I'm interviewing. So it slightly becomes more of a business professional, professional development type of podcast. So I think I'm going to continue that format. I already have two guests already ready to go for the next episodes for January and February. And also what I've done or have continued to do is create a guest list. Now, I've had guest lists in the past, and so things have changed, but I'm keeping more of I'm interested in you type of list. Or even also, if anybody's interested in being a guest, I keep that guest list as well. So if you want to be in the podcast, you want to chat with me for I'd like to say under 90 minutes. I try to keep it under that time frame. Reach out to me. But anyways, I don't think I've mentioned it. The goal for 2021, I really have no specific goal, but looking at the number of episodes that I have, I'm approaching my first 100 episodes. So I think that's the goal. I want to reach 100. If I could reach 100 episodes in total from 2017 up until now, I think I'm happy.
Let's take a moment for a quick break.
The Haugen Consulting Group offers healthcare consulting, education, and auditing services utilizing a team of industry experts specializing in leadership, project management, and assessments for HIM and patient access. Their auditors and educators are experts in facility and professional fee coding and offer education for ICD-10 CM, PCS, CPT, HIM, patient access, and revenue cycle. The Haugen Consulting Group is thrilled to be a partner with MedicalCodingGeek.com and the Not Also Classified podcast. Go to thehaugengroup.com/shop and use promo code GEEK15 at checkout to receive a discount on webinars and desk aids. Again, go to thehaugengroup, HAUGEN group.com/shop and use our promo code GEEK, GEEK15 at checkout. Looking for a convenient, cost-effective solution for interventional radiology coding training? Check out Cracking the IR Code, Mastering Interventional Radiology and Cardiology Coding Online Education, created by interventional radiology coding expert Stacy Buck of RadRx. This comprehensive online training offers access to content for 1 year, Q&A support available during your 1 year enrollment period, hundreds of coding scenarios, and actual operative reports. What are you waiting for? It's time to earn that specialty credential. Go to RadRx for additional testimonials and information, and use our promo code GEEK10 for special pricing. Again, go to RadRx and use our promo code GEEK10 for special pricing.
And now back to our show.
So with the podcast episodes, one thing that manifested from interviewing and even people listening is people creating their own podcasts. I think it was one of the first. I'm going to make sure I was one of the first people to create a medical a podcast about the medical coding CDI and HIM community. I didn't want to make it more about talking about medical coding. There are great resources out there that do that. I just wanted to do it at a different angle. So I think with what I've been doing with this podcast has inspired others to create their own. I'm going to list some names here that have started their own podcast. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very happy that they're creating their own podcast episodes. Because to me, it shows that they realize they need to create content to promote themselves versus trying to promote an event, trying to promote an upcoming webinar. This information that they do in a podcast is readily available. And it's nice to put a voice on the person that you see on social media. One of the people who started their own podcast, and I'm going to list them all. One of them is Jim Zellum. His podcast was created out of the episode I did with Jim Zellum and John Zellum, Dr. John Zellum, the Zellum brothers. And he created his own podcast and is flourishing. He pretty much adopted the same interviewing techniques, the format. I said, look, you just do it. And here's how you do it. Here's what you need to do. And he's pulled it off and he's doing great. The next one is Victoria Mole. I think she's already had her podcast ready to go, but I think this is on the cusp of her doing a YouTube channel. So she's doing a every other week type of podcast where she pretty much talks about what's been going on with her business and other things. Another person is Glenn Krause. He started a podcast, Wiser Wednesday Experience Speaks, talking with people in the industry about CDI. That's great. Another guest who started a podcast was Sonal Patel, and she does a great job. I think she used a lot. She utilized the Anchor platform and created her own podcast. And I think she created her podcast with compliance, with coding updates, newsworthy topics. And she does all that with partnership with the company that she works for, Nexen Pruitt. I think the next person, Noelle Dale, I've had her on twice on the podcast. She's creating a podcast, as far as I know. I see it on LinkedIn and I see it on Instagram as well. Her upcoming podcast is called the Career School Podcast. So I'm definitely excited and waiting for this podcast to be released. Another person is, she was my guest last year before she started her podcast, the Alpha Coding Podcast, Tony L. Holmes. So she's been a guest. I've been a guest on her podcast. She's done a great job with her audio, with her formatting and consistency. So I think this year she managed to do 52 episodes. Which is very remarkable for anybody to do 52 consecutive episodes within the year. Another person who has not been a guest of the podcast, but is creating a podcast, Dr. Lisa Campbell. Let's see, it's called Physician Practice Resources Podcast. I think that's what it's called. So I know she has a YouTube channel, but I'm very excited that she's also creating a podcast series. And one last person that I'm totally excited that he has a podcast is Alan Frady. I think on LinkedIn he was asking for people to to argue in his podcast, and I made the suggestion, well, why don't you do one for yourself? Why don't you create a podcast episode where you're the one talking? And apparently he's been doing a lot. He's been recording a bunch of episodes. So if you want to check it out, I believe it's called Mr. CDI Rambles About Hospital Data. And in our discussion in our Medical Coding Geeks group, one term that popped out was called infotainment. And so when I heard that for the first time really recently, it made sense. I mean, we, you know, as professionals, we want to be informed, but we also want to be entertained. So infotainment was an appropriate term that came about. So I'm hoping for myself that I can provide more infotainment. I would want to call it content, but I think it's more infotainment for the professional community. So yeah, if you want to find more information on the podcasts that I just mentioned, check out the previous episodes of the Not Also Classified podcast. Jim Zellum, Victoria Mole, Glenn Krause, Sunal Patel, Noel Dale, Tony L. Holmes. All of them have their LinkedIn profiles linked there, and of course you could find their podcast from there. And of course, the two people that weren't on my podcast yet, you could find Alan Frady and also Dr. Lisa Campbell on LinkedIn as well. So the last thing I do want to talk about, the next thing I do want to talk about is the YouTube channel. So I think I've done enough studying of YouTube channels, trying to figure out a format, trying to figure out a setup, and just do it already. I think that's the goal for 2021. Just get it started. If I make mistakes, who cares? I think it's just part of the process. So I think Victoria Mole reached out to me on LinkedIn. I didn't ask for this, but she gave me an accountability message on LinkedIn saying, hey, 4% of the year is done already. What have you done with your YouTube channel? And this happened yesterday as I'm sitting on the kitchen, on the kitchen counter, just kind of like, what am I going to do for 2021? And I get this message. So the chat back and forth pretty much is just get it started. And I think that's my goal for 2021. Just get it started and let's see what happens from there. The thing is also with Victoria Mole, I think last year or was it this year? Probably really, really recently, she went on her social media, Contempo Coding on Instagram, and she's also on LinkedIn. She released that she resigned from her full-time job and has gone full-time creating content or infotainment, whatever you want to call it. But she's gone full-time with that. And when I saw her press the send button to resign her full-time position, it really put me into perspective. First of all, number one, I'm in awe. I'm like, really, really amazed that she did that, because I've always thought about doing that but never pulled the trigger. So I think when we look into the future, we're looking at 2021, but I'm thinking more like a five-year plan. Perhaps maybe I can do the same thing that Victoria did, and the reasons why, with my five-year plan might be just a YouTube video itself. So I think I'm just gonna table that discussion and just make that my discussion on a YouTube channel. So to give you just an idea of what the YouTube channel would be, and again, I'll mention this in the YouTube channel that I'll do the video, some great resources out there. There are some great channels out there, and I've been studying them all, studying their format, studying their content, studying their delivery, editing style, etc. And I just don't want to trample on any toes. So again, I'm going to try and carry over what I do in the Not Also Classified podcast and just turn it into video form. And I think the next layer on top of that is just adding, I guess, more effects, videography, or the B-roll or some, you know, some added text and animations to make it interesting. Because I think I've mentioned this before, just posting a recording of you doing a webinar, I think it's not enough. It's good enough if you want to get a CEU, but I think it's not enough to take yourself to the next level and making yourself better as a professional. So I'm always all about evolving yourself as a professional. So, you know, I've been pushing these past couple of years to get professionals to do podcasts. Well, now we're doing it. And so along with others who have YouTube channels and create video content, I think that's the next step. That's the next evolution in professionals. So for students that are listening, if you want to take yourself to the next level, I mean, a resume for some reason is not, in my opinion, it's not going to cut it anymore, because we're in such a digital age where we should be hearing what you think. Your resume should be verbalized on a, you know, something like a podcast or even on a video. So those skills as HIM, medical coding, CDI professionals need to be brought out. I think that's where I'm going at by creating this YouTube channel. Not just to do it for myself. I mean, to me, it's going to be a nice learning experience. I know I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, but it's a learning experience nonetheless. But I think what's most important is that if I'm going to do it, I hopefully, alongside with the podcast and the YouTube channel, it'll inspire others to do the same thing. Because the thing is with me, I could care less if anybody does the same thing that I'm doing, because I don't necessarily have a business to worry about. I'm in the business of promoting myself and promoting others in the industry. And I think that's it. So with the YouTube channel, I'm going to wrap this up very quickly because I'm reaching the 30-minute mark soon. The idea of the YouTube channel, again, is a carryover from the Not Also Classified podcast. But I think more what I initially wanted to do early on was to do videos about deconstructing concept and ideas on the YouTube channel. Like, take one topic and really deconstruct it in a way and then put it back together again so that way you can better understand it. Rather than just telling what it is, I really want to go on a deep dive on certain medical coding, HIM, CDI topics. But when I think about deconstruction, it takes a lot of planning. So that's what I'm worried about, is all the planning involved in just trying to script everything and put everything together. So I already have a couple topics that I do want to break down and discuss. So hopefully I'll just get it started once I get everything set and ready to go. And the last two things that I do want to say I want to focus on for 2021 is, number one, collaboration. So doing speaking events is great. It's great when you do it by yourself. But you know what's really fun is doing it with somebody. And so my experience with the ACDIS conference and also the AAPC conference in doing and having a co-speaker in a speaking event was so much fun, because whenever I did the event with somebody, it just felt just like a podcast episode. And I want to carry that feeling on when I do a speaking event. So for this year, for speaking events, aside from, I don't know, I did 13 last year. I could care less about the numbers, but I think for speaking, I want to collaborate in speaking with other people, taking the format that I have in a podcast setting and then putting it into a speaking setting. So if anybody's interested in doing that type of format, kind of collaborating on a speaking event, hey, reach out to me, medicalcodinggeek.com/services, and you can reach out to me, or on, if you go on LinkedIn, Brian Cui, last name is spelled C-U-I, you can reach out to me there. And I think when the last thing I do want to talk about is balance. So this year I'm not worried about numbers. Why? Because I'm adding another project to the table. So I have found when I do too much, I can get overwhelmed. And I think that's what happened with 2019, where the numbers of podcast episodes were 9, because on top of that, I had work, trying to learn a new job and et cetera, trying to do my best, doing a couple projects, doing speaking events. And I think when I do too much, and I really have to listen to this podcast episode myself a lot, I need to learn balance. When it gets too much, I need to back off. So that is my plan for 2021. So just to wrap it up, number one, inspire others to be better. Inspire others to speak. I think just got a message from Laura Copney, who was a previous guest on the podcast. She's starting to do speaking events, and she reached out to me seeking a little bit of advice. So great. It's going to be great. I want to see people to start speaking. I want to inspire others to create podcasts. I want to collaborate with others. And then lastly, I need to create balance. So with that being said, thank you for listening to 2021 Reflections on the Not Elsewhere Classified podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'm wishing all of you success in 2021.
MedicalCodingGeek.com